Macmillan Audio presents The Battle for Your Brain, written by Nita A. Farahani, read by Rachel Perry. Introduction. I'm trying to get the birds to sing. If I can calm my mind just enough, they will sing. Though I've tried to convince my children otherwise, I don't have magical powers. I'm wearing a simple headband embedded with electrodes that detect my brainwave activity and send it via Bluetooth to an application on my iPhone. Brainwaves, the oscillating electrical voltages in your brain, are small in size, just a few millionths of a volt, but they reveal a lot about the inner workings of your mind. When I relax into a meditative state, my alpha brainwave activity rises, and the app rewards me with the sound of singing birds. This neurofeedback technique has proven powerful in preventing the migraine attacks that have dogged me since childhood. Having used the device a number of times, I know how to increase my alpha waves. The pattern of electrical activity produced by the brain when you're feeling calm and peaceful, and reduce my beta wave activity, the higher speed brain waves that occur when you're wide awake and thinking. I focus on a happy memory. My eldest daughter, Aristella, is just 3 years old, and we are hiking as a family to a waterfall in the mountains of North Carolina. The season is late fall. Afternoon sun glistens through trees still dotted with red and orange as we crunch through the fallen leaves beneath our feet. I can almost feel the sun on my face and hear the water gurgling over water-worn rocks. In my mind, I hear Aristella's peals of laughter as she races a leaf downstream against one tossed in by my husband, Theed. Chirp, chirp. The app confirms that my brain is responding. Whether we are meditating, doing a math calculation, recalling a phone number, or browsing through our mental thesaurus for just the right word, neurons are firing in our brains, creating minuscule electrical discharges. When a mental state like relaxation or stress is dominant, hundreds and thousands of neurons are firing in characteristic patterns that can be measured with an electroencephalogram, or EEG. Scientists used to have to place electrodes directly on the periosteum, the inner layer of the scalp, to pick up brain waves. The procedure required surgery under anesthesia and carried risks, including fever, infection, and leaking brain fluid. Today, the electrodes can be placed externally, on the forehead or the surface of the scalp. EEG devices detect and record brain waves in terms of cycles per second, known as hertz, HZ. Alpha waves, for example, clock in at the 8 to 13 hertz range. Had I wanted to, I also could have placed electrodes over the muscles on my body to measure the signals sent to them while I was meditating. Our brains are constantly transmitting signals to our peripheral nervous system, the parts of the nervous system beyond the brain and the spinal cord. Electromyography, EMG, can be used to detect the electrical activity in response to a nerve stimulation of the muscle in millivolts, ranging from 0 to 10 millivolts, plus 5 to minus 5. Together, EEG and EMG give us a window on what our brain is up to at any given moment, including the instructions it is sending to the rest of the body. Our use of EEG and EMG draws on discoveries made by two Italian scientists in the late 1700s regarding the electric
sample complete. Ready to continue?